Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. Today, we're with Chuck Lanius, Resort Cable. And let me read off your name tag, because it's Vice President, but regional has something to do with it. Tell us about, what does that mean, Chuck?
Well, actually, I am a Regional Vice President for the Waco properties, which is Resort Cable, Camtel Company in Camden, Hope and Prescott Video and Hope and Prescott. And those are my operations, which I do drive to and work in those operations, but I spend about 70% of my time here in Hot Springs directly managing the Resort TV cable operation.
Okay, and oftentimes, now, everybody in Hot Springs, if you're in Hot Springs or somewhere around, we all know the word resort cable, okay? Now, at some point, Cable Links came into it. Now, what is that all about?
Cable Links is our broadband product, and it's it was started in, I believe, the year 2000 when the internet became more prominent in the industry, but Resort TV Cable started this business in 1968.
Okay, I see. That was before I discovered America, by the way. Yes. So it's good to see. We were chit-chatting a little bit earlier. You're an Arkansas guy.
Correct.
Grew up in the Camden area, you say?
Camden area, yeah.
Right. So we're dealing with a fellow Arkansan here, everybody. We're having a good time talking behind the business. So today's resort, and that area that we all know is over by the railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. Has that been right there for a long time?
It's been there for probably the past, I would say, 16 to 18 years. They were over on Albert Pike for a while, and back in the 90s. Not sure when they moved over to the Airport Road area. Mm-hmm. But that's also where our main hub is for the service that we provide. Mm-hmm. And we've been there for quite some time.
Yeah, I see a lot of trucks there all the time.
Yeah.
And I used to drive, you know, in the days, I bet there's a lot of people listening that say, oh, yeah, I remember that other spot over in Albert Pike. Because we all used to have drive over there, and we'd pay a bill or we'd do the drive through. But now we got a lot of online options, and so I don't know. I guess people still enjoy paying in person.
We have about 2,000 people in our office every month.
Whoa! Okay. Now you mean office and drive-through?
And drive-through.
Yeah. The drive-through, is that where kids can get suckers, or is that the bank I'm thinking about?
Yeah, the bank.
Gotcha. Now we depend on TV is still a big deal. You know, there's always talk about, smartphones or tablets. But talk about that aspect of TV. You guys are in every living room almost, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm glad you asked that. The TV, television part of our product has been decreasing for, I guess, since the late 90s.
Oh, okay.
That was because of DirecTV and Dish Network came out.
And
they were buying market share by giving away their service, basically. And then streaming started
You're right.
2009, 2010. And across the nation, actually globally, there's been what they call the cord cutting. And that's where the people direct stream their video through their internet service, which we provide. So that's the big change in the market. And cable companies have much less cable TV subscribers each year than they did the previous year.
Okay, so which brings us back to Cable Links, so the importance of Cable Links. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to flip back. I was looking at the website earlier, yesterday, and you have things listed here. It's not just TV. You have your internet speeds listed. You have phone service. Is that mm-hmm. right?
Phone service.
Okay.
We provide phone service, and it's mostly businesses that subscribe to that. Most residential people don't have landlines anymore.
Okay.
But we do it over our internet service, and then we also have a hosted cloud service for businesses. They have many more options with their phone service, of course, broadband service, and still video.
Okay, so this is all very interesting. But back to the website, you have a Link solutions for your home, and then also solutions for business. So are you taking care of a lot of businesses here in town?
We do. We have about 45% of the business market.
Okay.
The business market is very competitive. There's four to five providers that provide service in the business market, so it's very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been the leader in that for a number of years. Of course, we're the dominant provider in the residential market.
I see. It's interesting. One time, this might have been a couple of years ago, bear with me. I was in the AT&T store, and I was just chatting, being friendly with the customer representative. And I said, "Do you guys provide your own internet?" He says, "No, we use Resort." The AT&T people were using Resort.
Yeah.
And I think at that time, it was just you had the better product. You had a faster speed. And people are interested in speed, right?
They are. And it's critical because the pandemic increased our broadband usage by 50%.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And it's maintained that level. We were stretched extremely during the pandemic, and it's maintained that. So we've been upgrading our system to meet that demand, and we're launching gig service throughout our market right now. We're about 2/3 of the market has gig service, and that's 1 gig of download speed. And then we're also building fiber to the home service throughout the county. We're building 300 miles of fiber to the home, and we're going to serve about 5,000 additional homes with that service.
Yeah, being out in the county used to be a tough spot, but it sounds like you guys are really focused on that. So that's
through the pandemic grant money.
Oh yeah,
the two different packages that President Trump passed and then President Biden passed, we were able to receive grant money to help us build into those sparse rural areas. And we're doing construction right now and have been for the past 10 months. And
okay.
We'll continue through next year.
Man, it's good. Yeah, I see our local guys with the resort trucks out working all the time. It's good to see that. It was something you just mentioned about grant money. Was it Resort that I remember when the schools got shut down, the schools were saying, "Hey, we're going to get the internet to the kids at home." Did you guys play a big part in that?
We did. I actually... I had to give credit to the Lakeside School District and to the Hot Springs School District for reaching out to me at the onset of the pandemic, asking if we could come together and have some type of really low-cost package for the students. And we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent the next 6 months with one crew dedicated to hooking up students. We hooked up close to 1,000 students with broadband during that time, so they could still do online courses. And that continued through the next year.
Wow.
And so Hot Springs and Lakeside, and then Cutter came in, and so did Lake Hamilton, and even National Park College came in, and we were part of that. So it was
amazing to hear about that. My wife is a teacher at Hot Springs,
and I
remember hearing about this. I thought, oh, man, they are really making sure these kids can – they're not just going to be stuck without – education or without access to their teachers' Zoom classes, et cetera. So that's fantastic. I'm glad Resort was part of that. Well, Chuck, let's talk about you, though. How long have you been in this cable business yourself?
I went to work for the company in 1990, so I've been with them for 32 years this November. My father was an employee for the company for 40 years.
Oh, man. Okay.
So I just followed his footsteps. I went to college, out of high school, went to work for our corporate office in Little Rock, and then started managing system operations about 7 years after that. So it's the only job I've ever had, other than the college jobs you have in high school. And it's all I know. And if they ask me to leave tomorrow, I'll probably just go into early retirement because I don't know anything else.
Yeah, me and you be down at KFC, I guess. I did KFC in college. Where did you go to school?
I went to Southern Arkansas University. I went to graduate school at University of Arkansas, Little Rock.
Yeah. So you were a mule rider and then a Trojan in Little Rock. I remember, did you do fast food? This is totally off subject.
I did 6 months of fast food, and it was the hardest job
I've ever had in my life. I tell you, when I was a cook at KFC, it gives you an appreciation for the folks in the food service, number one. Number two, it is hard work.
It's extremely hard work.
Dirty, greasy.
Exactly. I was not very good at it, and I resigned after 6 months and went back to working out in the outdoors, like delivering appliances, you know, working for construction crews, yeah, working on the farm. Yeah. I was not a fast food. I was not gifted with fast food service.
Well, you know what, though? It sounds like Resort and Kimberlynch, they have a good guy in you. I mean, when your dad worked for the company, was it Resort? You
said he worked in Camden at the Camtel company, which I manage now. Oh. He's passed away now, but he worked for the owner of our company. He worked for his father.
Mm.
So he was, and he started out like at age 19. So my family's been involved with the Waco video, Waco operations for a long, very long time.
Yeah. You're saying Waco. What is that?
That stands for Walter E. Hushman Company. And the Hushman family is the owner of a Resort Cable and the other operations I mentioned.
Okay, I see.
And, of course, newspapers and those of that sort. So
I hear Waco, and I went to Texas and bad memories. But that's not spelled the same. Right.
Right.
Hey, back to the website. Is it just resortcable.com?
ResortTVCable.com.
ResortTVCable.com, where folks can read up about residential stuff as well as the business end of things.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Now, again, back to business. Let's say, small business, large business. What are we handling over at Resort?
We predominantly serve small to medium businesses.
Okay.
We with hosted cloud phone service and with broadband. The large companies, let's say like a CHI St. Vincent, mm-hmm. you know, they have multiple providers, but we do provide. Fiber links for the different companies across town, including Sprint cellular service, and we provide fiber links for the county government, the city government. So we do those kind of things too.
Okay, I gotcha. You know, I was thinking earlier about what led you into the business. Is you were around it with your dad. You heard it. You saw it. Started working early.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was Air Force, and I would travel around, you know, courtesy of the United States Air Force, travel around the world. And I don't know. I by the time I graduated, I think I was kind of ready to retire from the Air Force. But but you weren't ready to retire from cable.
No, I wasn't. It was always something I wanted to do.
Wow.
I was gifted and blessed to have the opportunity to start out at an entry-level position with the company in 1990. And work my way up through hard work and through some luck, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all I've ever done. I just love managing operations, and I love delivering a product that's essential now. It's actually essential to have broadband. It's become an essential utility.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's why the state of Arkansas's goal is to have broadband to every home in the state.
Wow.
Now, there's parts of Western Garden County and North Garden County that are awfully hard to get to. But we're trying to get there, and we're building a plant to serve that one house at the end of the road that has a student in school that needs broadband.
Yeah,
but you got to have it now.
Yeah, it's just like you said, it's kind of one of the utilities that's really kind of essential for today's life and living and education and communication, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, my mom grew up outside of Malvern, and she says. She says they were the last house on the street to have electricity. So there's always going to be that last house out there. And, man, just one more.
That's what we're going through now. We're going through what the nation went through in the 30s with the national electrification of the whole entire nation. That's what the broadband industry is going through now, is trying to build broadband across the nation in every state to every home.
Interesting, yeah. It's almost been so 90 to 100 years later, it's almost mirroring the electrification, just like you were saying. That's very interesting. And again, folks, we're dealing with an Arkansas company.
Mm-hmm. Based in Little Rock.
Based out of Little Rock since 68.
Actually, we've been in business since 1906.
1906?
If you count the newspaper properties.
Okay. The cable back then must have been terrible.
It was. A lot of newspaper companies got into the cable business in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Washington Post did and some other ones. Cable One originally was part of the, I think, Washington Post. Local newspapers were established in each town, and they'd started putting up cable to bring in the broadcast stations. In Camden, you couldn't watch TV unless you had a really tall antenna. So the cable company would bring you Channel 7, 4, and 11, like $5 a month. And that's how it all started in the 60s.
Well, it makes sense. So the newspaper wants to be at the cutting edge or the mm-hmm. leading edge of, we're going to take this next step and get information to the home.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of antennas, did you, when you were a kid, did you have to go outside and adjust the antenna for your parents?
I did. We did not live in the cable system. We live out in the country. Uh-huh. So I was, luckily the antenna was outside the window, so I could just
walk outside in the weather. The jokes are, I think I saw a meme that said, I was my parents' original remote control,
exactly, I was.
Whether it was the antenna for the TV or having to walk across the living room of shag carpet to change the the channel. But so nowadays we don't have to use tin foil and rabbit ears, right? We're using some high-tech equipment.
Yeah.
You guys have a pile of that at the thing ready to go, right?
Yeah, we're really heavily intensive capital-wise. Mm-hmm. We have, at this time, we have 1,100 miles of plant that we maintain in Garden County.
Wow.
And it's worth a lot of money. And it's maintained by 39 employees.
Okay.
So we're not intense with labor, but we're real intense with capital. Stuff, takes a lot of coordination and work to maintain that plant and storms and everything else.
Oh, man, you're right. It's not just hooking up the next house, the next house, the next house. It's maintaining what the next storm is going to goof up with. And then you're also thinking about, is there equipment that we need to upgrade or provide customers, right?
And we're doing an upgrade of about $6 million right now in our plant to deliver the gig service and update all our equipment to be state-of-the-art in today's world. So, we're basically doing two jobs right now. We're running our business, plus we're building a new plant, and it's been a stretch. It's been like that since we started the pandemic. But hey, I mean, it's better than not having business,
Good point. Chuck Lanius with Resort and Waco.
Yep.
How do you order the
Waco Video is the corporate name of our company for all the cable operations.
Cable links, all this, and we're dealing with a company that's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Your family, it's been a part of your family. It's been a part of you for now, you said 32, 33 years.
Yeah, my father actually helped build this system in the 60s.
Wow.
In Hot Springs. He spent about a year up here working. I've got a lot of personal...
Yeah.
And Hot Springs was where I always wanted to end up at. I've been in the Pine Bluff operation. I managed the East Texas operations we have. And when I got the opportunity to take Hot Springs, I knew that was going to be home for me.
And here you are.
It's a privilege.
Here you are. Well, we're glad you're here. Matter of fact, it's extra cool. I've said this already this morning. It's neat that you're an Arkansas guy and your roots and the company roots are right here. So, folks, I hope that this has been informative. If you need anything, call them down there at the office. Once again, the website is resorttvcable.com.
Yes.
If you got any questions at all, a great company right here in Hot Springs, man. Chuck, thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Glad to be here.
Sure thing. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.